WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour of Money Matters here on the Memorial Day weekend. So good to be here, back live. I don't know how many people are out there listening because it's Sunday morning. It's warm. I don't know. People going to play golf, go to the pool. It's, I guess, pool weekend. Or you're probably traveling. I'm just happy not to be doing TSA this weekend. So I didn't want to fly anywhere. We stayed home. And it's a treat to be here in the city without any traffic. I love it. I love Atlanta when the traffic is like this. So it's Memorial Day weekend. There's so much to talk about. I've been dancing around the topic for a long time now here on Money Matters. And that's connecting the dots from Washington to Wall Street. And now ultimately I have something that is more specific where the answer here to this relationship. The question is ultimately, how do you put this into action, understanding Washington and Wall Street? And the answer is POP, Policy Opportunity Portfolio. So you could also call it the lobby portfolio or lobby index. I've invested in this and it's got a track record and it goes all the way back to 2002. And I like it because it's just simple. It's 50 stocks. They're all large cap. Half are very much dividend oriented. And that's how I'm used to investing. And the other half is growth, just purely growth. So these are very established companies that have something in their business model that can experience a significant gain in earnings if they end up on the right side of Washington. Or Washington really has this gale force wind, and you want to be with the wind and not against it. And that's what finding these companies will really do. And we, to put it into action, it's something that I've actually invested in, and it's called the Policy Opportunity Portfolio. It's called the Lobby Index. We've talked a lot about lobbying and the power of the lobby in Washington. 2015, there were $3 billion spent on lobbying in Washington, 11,000 lobbyists. You get companies that are spending a tremendous amount of money, and they're trying to make sure that their business lines are congruent with what Washington says is okay and where Washington dollars go and how the laws work. And it can be a very big part of how companies increase their earnings. And if they're smart about it, they can do very, very well. And that's why this is something that I participate in now. So we'll talk about I've talked about some particular individual companies. One of the themes we'll talk about today is defense, because defense spending, at least in my opinion, should be going up from here over the next several years. So there's a contingency within the lobby index that are defense companies. And that has to do with not just because they're the typical companies that are always in there lobbying year after year, it's because there's going to be, I believe there should be an increase in defense spending. Right now, defense spending as a percentage of GDP is lower than it's really ever been. If you go all the way back to the 1960s, right now, defense spending is at a cyclical low point, and it looks like it's just starting to turn higher. And you want to have participation with companies that are going to benefit from that. And that's part of this lobby portfolio. So finding these companies, and this is something that me and my team do now. We have a research partner in this. We talked to Dan Clifton last week from Strategus. He's helped develop this screen. And this is a way to attach yourself to the DC money train. And Wall Street's been riding it forever. This is a way to make sure you're in those, that you're finding those same companies. And the reason I like it, it's because it's really income investing with an eye on Washington. It's income investing with a policy overlay. And trying to find those companies that know how to navigate or really these companies that can really work it in Washington is a good idea in the political environment, particularly in the political environment we're in. And as I've talked to folks about this over the last couple months, there's this one question that comes up. Well, what if Trump gets elected? He's going to do away with all lobbying. He's not going to do away with all lobbying. Even if Trump gets elected, the inner workings of Washington and Wall Street have been established, this root system of a giant tree think of it as this gigantic tree with a root system that's developed over 100 years. That's not going away. Yes, there'll be some, we love that Trump isn't beholden to any particular money source. And that's great. And I think that's one of the, that's a huge reason why people love Trump. But the all of the root system between Washington and Wall Street, this interconnectedness, that's not going away. Even if Trump gets elected, he won't put a dent in that. So this will still be a major relationship for years to come, probably for the rest of our lifetime. So if you want to find, and we're going to talk about this, but I know it's something that it's fairly specific. You've got 25 of these 50 companies are dividend payers. The other 25 are purely growth oriented. And defense, the defense industry is well represented here. This is something that I really believe in and I've been now using, and this is something I've actually invested in, this policy opportunity portfolio. I call it POP. Half of it is a dividend-oriented 3% yield on average. The other half is far less than that because they're growth-oriented companies. But it's a simple combination. It's half growth stocks and half income, and they're large companies, and they're smart about doing business in Washington. If you want to discuss it and see if that could apply to something that you that you already have invested, like an IRA account or a Roth or a regular brokerage account, then just send me an email through wesmoss.com. There's a contact button right on that on the homepage, in the middle of the homepage and in the upper right hand corner. That really just brings up an email form, a private secure email form that comes straight to me and my team. And you can either send me a message there or just say, hey, I want to talk about POP, policy opportunity. It's the lobby index that we've been talking about here today on Money Matters. So, and westmoss.com has just been updated and relaunched. So I'm still getting used to the navigation, but it's really meant to be a news source. So the news tab on the upper left, the categories are money, adventure, success, health, happiness. And together we're finding, and we're really publishing what I think are the very best stories that you can find that in some way relate to money or adventure and an early retirement, living retirement well. That's what I want you to be able to do. So you can send me an email through the website. It comes straight to me and we'll help and see if this policy opportunity or lobby type of portfolio or index, if it makes sense for you and your planning. I'd be happy to discuss it with you and see how it might fit into what you're already doing. And again, just send me an email and in the message, just put POP. So I know what you're thinking about or what I can help with. So, and we're going to get to some of these specifics here. Also, because it's Memorial Day weekend, and we're here, my family stayed home in Atlanta this weekend, even though I might have TSA pre-check, my kids don't, and I've taken four kids through security during Memorial Day weekend, it's just not something I wanted to do. I wanted to just stay home. I wanted to be right here in Atlanta on this beautiful weekend, by the way, beautiful today for the most part, sunny, high in the 80s, maybe a little chance of rain. Weather brought to you by Shoemate Heating and Air. I have found what I believe is just a absolute treat for you to share with your friends. And that's this Memorial Day tribute from Ronald Reagan speaking at Hillsdale College. In the background, their Hillsdale College choir playing Mansions of the Lord, talking about Memorial Day in tribute to the troops. He starts out, "We are a nation under God, and I believe that God intended for us to be free. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and the moral courage of free men and women. And the price for this freedom at times has been high, but we've never been unwilling to pay that price." Then he talks about Arlington National Cemetery. They all add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. And these are just a couple of excerpts from his talk. And the video of him speaking, it's great to see really probably one of the Facebook comments I have here that he's the last great orator in that our nation has seen. And that might be true. When you forget how good Reagan is and how good he was as a speaker. So share this with your friends. It's on my website. But if you go to my Facebook page, if you go to Wes Moss Money Matters, it's a video there of, you can see the picture. It's Arlington Cemetery with some small American flags. And the title of it is President Ronald Reagan's Moving Memorial Day Speech and His Tribute. And it is awesome. And it's something that it gives me goosebumps. And it can I've listened to it like four times, and every time it gives me goosebumps. So go to the Facebook page, Wes Moss Money Matters. Under that like key at the top, when you click on like, you're not going to ever see any stories, even if you like this, unless you do see first. So underneath, it'll bring up a menu, and it'll say in your news feed, either default or see first. You got to click on see first. Or in the world that we live in today, with a billion stories published every 3 seconds, you'll never see any stories. So that's the way to actually see content that we post on Facebook. And this is one of them, this Memorial Day tribute and speech from Ronald Reagan at Hillsdale. I don't know why I've never found this, or it maybe I don't know how it hasn't come up in other Memorial Days, but it's here, and it is a real treat to share with your friends. When we get back from quick news, weather, traffic, I want to talk about the defense. So switching back to politics and money, the defense part of the lobby portfolio or policy opportunity portfolio pop. So defense and lobbying is finally overcoming what's been a long, long declining budget cycle. Today, we're at about 3.3% of GDP as far as defense spending is concerned. In the 60s, it was between 10 and 12%. In the 70s, it was 6 to 8%. That is starting to turn up. It's at a cyclical low. And that might mean something for the big defense companies, or even some of the smaller defense companies that sell to the big defense companies. So we're going to continue to talk about policy opportunity, how companies relate back to Washington and Wall Street, and what it means for your money potentially. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 on Memorial Day weekend, WSB.
Atlanta's 24-hour news button is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
I'm Mary Ellen Murphy.
Wes Moss of the money and investing advice you need.
Since 1928, the S&P 500 has correctly predicted the winner of 19 of the past 22 presidential elections. Can you believe that? Well, I believe it. Believe it. Stocks are higher the 3 months leading up to the election. The incumbent party wins and vice versa. And of course, it makes sense because voters look to the stock market, whether you think that's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, as an indicator for the health of the economy and their personal financial situation. So if things are not doing well, people look to make a change at the top. Throw the bums out. And over the last 8 elections, 84 all the way to 2012, it's worked. So mark it up, incumbent party wins. Mark it down, 3 months prior, incumbent party loses. That simple. So 8 for 8 in predicting every presidential election since 1984. Pretty remarkable. So we know that Washington influences Wall Street. Wall Street influences Washington. It's this symbiotic relationship. It just continues to go back and forth. Another example, healthcare. Well, since ACA was passed, Affordable Health Care Act, back in 2010, look at what healthcare stocks have done. XLV, which is the Spider Healthcare Index, ETF, since 2010, it's up 126%. Peabody Coal, which we know that Washington has had a war against coal. Five of the biggest coal companies are bankrupt. Peabody Coal down 99%, healthcare up 126%. We know that Washington has a big influence. So again, president doesn't dictate the economy. It's that unmistakable tide of our individualism and our entrepreneurial spirit in America that really dictates that tide. It's the engine that continues to help us grow. And our demographics, by the way, are still better than almost any country in the world. But at the same time, you've got to understand that Washington has an influence. We've been talking about our lobby portfolio, our policy opportunity portfolio, POP, and how that relates. It's 50 big companies that are trying to be really smart about Washington. And by the way, it's an interesting strategy that I believe in. So if you have a question about how it might apply to you, send me an email. Go to westmoss.com. Send me an email, upper right-hand corner, contact button. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Also, check out President Reagan's moving Memorial Day tribute speech that I found, and it's a wonderful video to watch. More Money Matters straight ahead right here on WSB Radio.
Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on Memorial Day weekend. I guess we're really rocking and rolling here because even though it's Memorial Day weekend, I'm in town and it feels great to be here in Atlanta, not traveling. Hey, what are you doing this weekend, Wes? I'm staying home. That's what I'm doing. And I'm here at WSB Radio and it's a lot of fun and exciting. We're talking about my favorite topic right now, 2016. Topic of 2016, money and politics, how they collide. Washington meets Wall Street. It's this... As we're talking today, what comes to mind is the movie Avatar. Remember Avatar? They've got that gigantic tree that all the Avatarians live in. I don't know if they're called Avatarians. But this gigantic tree and the root system has just been developed over 1,000 years. And that root system is what's happened between... That's what has happened between Wall Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. They've effectively... They are so merged together, the root system is so complex and so intertangled that it's not going anywhere, even if Trump gets elected. And I know that one of the reasons people love Trump is that there's no tie no one's in his pocket. And I know that that's a huge part of why Americans love him. Some people still can't stand him. Plenty of Americans do love him. And it's because he doesn't have his influence, the other outside influence on him, money-wise, relative to every other politician on the planet, is minuscule. And that's part of why we want to see change in Washington. However, what is not going away, even if Trump gets in office, is this huge root system that has grown over 100 years, and that's companies making sure that they're on the right side, or the right companies on the right side of Washington's gale force wind. Washington spends billions of dollars a year, and companies spend billions of dollars lobbying to Washington to make sure that they're getting along. Because if you're a company and you're smart about making sure that new laws are in your favor of it. Let's say you have a new pharmaceutical product and you want to make sure the laws are congruent with this new product. Well, that makes sense. And if you're a company that wants to build a pipeline and you're going to benefit from a pipeline going up and it's $10 billion worth of work, well, it makes sense to spend some money in Washington to try to make sure that particular project gets passed. And this has been going on for years. So that's this relationship that we can't ignore. You can't ignore this relationship between Washington and Wall Street. So we've been connecting the dots today between the two here this Memorial Day weekend. The question is ultimately, how do you put it into action? And at least my answer to this complicated question is the simplicity of POP, which is the policy opportunity portfolio that I've invested money in. It is, or you can call it the lobby portfolio. It's really just trying to make sure that you're in companies that are smart about Washington. So as we go through here today, I'm not recommending you run out and buy these companies. I'm not saying, hey, when I mentioned that Southern's in it and International Paper, Pitney Bowes and HR Block, I'm not saying run out and buy these companies. I'm just saying that collectively, you want to have a basket of companies that are all doing the same thing. Because remember, just because a company spends a whole bunch of money in Washington doesn't mean that a policy change goes their way. Doesn't mean that the rule changes in their favor. Or it doesn't mean that the rule that they're trying to prevent from changing changes in their favor. So just because a company has a heavy intensity towards lobbying, let's say this year, doesn't mean it's going to go in their favor. However, if you find enough of them together, you start to find this relationship that companies aren't going to spend $20 million on making sure a rule goes in their direction on a lobby, let's say, if they don't think it has a pretty good chance of going through. So you can't just find one company and say, oh, well, I think that it's going to, the tide's going to turn in their favor, because if it doesn't, you're in trouble. So the way I think of this is get 50 of these companies that are all they all have the highest intensity towards making sure that these rule changes in their favor. That's a much more diversified way to do this. And by the way, if you've been able to do that, and this is a strategy that's actually been going on all the way since for the last 14 years. If you go back all the way, if you go back and look at the track record, if you've done this discipline and always in the 50 companies that are the most active in lobbying and have the best lobby ROI, return on investment, it's been a very smart strategy. The reason I like it, it's simple. It's just the way I do this. It's 50 companies, 50 large cap stocks. Half of them are very much dividend payers. The other half are growth. So half income, half growth stocks. They're all stocks. The dividend heavy side yields about 3%. There's several that are in the over 4%, and there's several in the 2.5% camp, and it averages to about 3% annual dividend yield. And that's even with the market where it is today, which is relatively, the market's rebounded, and it's not at its high, but it's getting closer and closer back to its high. And these companies have dividend growth as well. We talked about Cummins and Boeing and Qualcomm and Eastman Chemical. And these are companies that are all growing the dividend between 15 and 20% or more per year. And that in itself is very, very interesting to me. The growth side of this isn't owned for the dividend. So you're going to see companies like Facebook and TripAdvisor and some of the pharmaceutical companies are really biotech companies. And these companies are, they have a high intensity to lobbying. Right now, or at least I went back and looked at 2015, top spenders, Alphabet, believe it or not, Google, Alphabet was one, General Electric, Comcast, Lockheed, Southern Company, the S&P 500 over the last 1 year is down 0.5%. These companies are up and trouncing the market. So General Electric up 10, Alphabet's up 37, Comcast is up 7.5, Lockheed's up 27, Southern's up 12. That's without the dividend. So they spent heavily last year, 2015, and over the past year to date, but May from 15 to May of this year, these numbers are significantly higher than the market. Is that a coincidence? It might be, but from studying this track record, if you're always finding companies that are in the midst of a heavy lobbying campaign, there's a real relationship there. And it's very interesting to me. You can't tell me that healthcare versus coal, and these are, and I choose these two industries because they're polar opposites. Washington has been helping the healthcare industry since Affordable Care Act. It's been a very good thing to have millions of more people on healthcare insurance, and it's been good for some of these, for most healthcare companies. If you look at the healthcare ETF XLV, go back to 2010, it's up 126%. BTU, Peabody Coal, largest coal producer on the planet or in America, and it is out of business. Chapter 11, bankruptcy. Stock down 99%. So there's plenty of other factors between, if you look at a chart between those two, one ETF and one company, there's a lot going on there. But it's undeniable that Washington hasn't played a role in that. I mean, or it's undeniable that you haven't seen some dramatic political influence on those sectors. And this year, we continue to see spending. Alphabet, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Pfizer, Boeing, ExxonMobil, these are all companies that are spending millions and millions of dollars in their effort to make sure they're on the right side of Washington. Now, defense is something that is also really picked up, or at least I think is a place to look. And that's part of this lobby portfolio, or POP, policy opportunity portfolio. And that is that these are companies like Raytheon and General Dynamics. Dan Clifton last weekend talked about how Raytheon is a company. If there's continued violence in the Middle East, Raytheon is one of the companies that'll continue to grow earnings because of that. Well, I don't think violence in the Middle East is going away anytime soon. Now, only 33.3% of U.S. GDP is spent on defense. But it's historically been much higher than that. It's been double that. In the 70s and 80s, we spent 6 to 8%, 6 to 8% of GDP on defense. It's very likely that U.S. defense spending is going to grow over the next 5 to 10 years. This also may be the case for the rest of NATO. And this is interesting. So NATO members are expected to spend, they're supposed to spend 2% of their GDP on defense. Currently, only 5 of the 28 are doing so. That means nearly 24 countries also have to step up their defense spending. So money flowing towards these defense contractors or defense companies could continue to really pick up. And that's a big part of why their lobbying activity is intensifying right now in Washington. So that is a very, could very well be a 5 to 10 year trend that you just can't ignore as an investor. So if you would like to discuss this, so this is something that maybe I look at it as a simple way to implement. That's this policy opportunity portfolio or POP. If, and I'm a big believer in making sure that we're on the right side of Washington. If, and again, this is something that I've been doing now or I've invested in. So, and again, many of the companies I've invested in over many years are also in this same mix. So this isn't some brand new way of investing that is completely off the chart for what I've done. Many of these companies, Southern Company is a perfect example that's in the lobby index, is something I've owned for many, many years. And I've owned defense for years. So this isn't a bunch of new companies out of the blue. Many of these are income-oriented companies. And now there's just one new layer that I'm looking at here that's important, and that's policy. It's lobbying. So if you want to discuss it and you'd like to see if it could apply to something that you're doing or that you've already, maybe it's something you've already invested in, you want to look at it in this context for your IRA or a Roth account or a regular brokerage account, just send me an email through westmoss.com and I'll be happy to talk about it or talk to you with it. So westmoss.com just relaunched and it got updated. There's a contact button on the upper right side of the screen, whether it's desktop or mobile. And that contact button, and then there's a contact button on the center of the page, Ask Wes. It just comes, those emails come straight to me. It's a secure private form, comes straight to me and the Money Matters team. It's Memorial Day weekend. And if you go to the Facebook page, Wes Moss Money Matters, the top post is a Memorial Day tribute from Ronald Reagan when he's speaking at Hillsdale College. And it is a powerful, powerful talk. It's about a 3-minute clip. Mansions of the Lord is playing from the Hillsdale College Choir. And he talks about, we are a nation under God, and I believe that God intended for us to be free. And all of the lives that have been given for our country, they all add up to only this tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. And it's a treat to see this talk or this speech. So it's on Facebook, Wes Moss Money Matters. Share it with your friends here on Memorial Day weekend. We'll wrap up Money Matters, straight ahead, news, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend, and the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on Memorial Day weekend. And I've been live here this morning, and we chose as a family not to go out of town. It's a treat just to be in Atlanta. It's a treat just to be here when there's lighter traffic and there's less going on. It feels like Atlanta 20 years ago or 18 years ago. And it's really nice, and it's good to be here on this Memorial Day weekend. We've been talking about money and politics, the policy opportunity portfolio. My acronym for this is POP, P-O-P, Policy Opportunity Portfolio. I love the acronym. You could also call it the lobby portfolio. And we've talked about today how it's a really simple way to have half. So it's just 50 stocks. And this is something that I've done more recently. 50 stocks, half of them are very much dividend oriented. There's 25 of them. The other half are really very much growth oriented. And together, they are a basket of companies that are trying to really be smart about what they're doing in Washington. There's a genuine relationship there. And as the world heats up with politics, I think it's an important topic for us to stay on top of. So if you want to figure out how this might apply to you, of course you can email me. So whether it's your IRA or your Roth or brokerage account, send me an email through wesmoss.com. Upper right hand corner, there's a contact button, WESMOSS.com. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Just put POP in your message, policy opportunity or lobby, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it. Or Ryan Ely, a producer here, will be able to talk to you about it. So with that, in the background, that music you're hearing is the Hillsdale College Choir. They're singing Mansions of the Lord. And this is from a video that I found where Ronald Reagan is giving a Memorial Day tribute speech at Hillsdale College. He starts out by saying, "We're a nation under God, and I believe that God intended for us to be free." Then he talks about all the sacrifices that our men and women have made to give us the freedom that we have here in America. And all those lives, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. It is a special treat as a tribute to Memorial Day and to hear Ronald Reagan, one of the great orators of our time. That is, you can find that video on our Facebook page. So Wes Moss, Money Matters, it's the top post on Facebook. Share it with your friends on this Memorial Day weekend. Have a wonderful, safe Memorial Day weekend. God bless you, and thanks for tuning in to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.